Last night, Benjamin Albright tweeted out something that got many people buzzing in St. Louis and fans of the NFL across the country. And hell, at this point, now we're talking about globally. And that was this tweet in response to Vinny Bonsignore's piece in The Athletic. Great reporting by the always great Vinny Bonsignore. Charger situation in L.A. has been on shaky ground for a bit. League exploring options, including London and St. Louis. And joining us right now to discuss it all is Benjamin Albright. Your tweet certainly got a lot of attention locally, as you can imagine. And I don't know if you recall being with us about, I feel like it was about 10 months ago, Benjamin, when you talked about the Chargers situation being precarious in Southern California and how it would make sense for St. Louis to make it known that they are interested. And you said at the time you thought it was about a 33% chance that the Chargers would move to St. Louis. We now speak a little less than a year later. Would you increase that percentage from 33%?
You know, I would say that given the timeline, it would be closer to fruition, but I don't know that I would up the percentage necessarily. Arbitrary those numbers can be. The league is upset with the Chargers situation. They've gained no traction in L.A. They're struggling to attract partners. They've struggled to attract revenue. The ironically named stadium that they're playing in right now, Dignity Field, has been a problem because every game feels like a home game for the visiting team. And they're looking at options for this. There was some premature reporting a couple of weeks back saying that the NFL had offered St. Louis a team, and that is not correct. But what is correct is the NFL is looking into options, and St. Louis is one of the places that they are looking at. London has long been an option that they've looked at as they try to expand the brand internationally. San Antonio is another place that they're looking at, but Jerry fought long and hard to keep the Raiders out of San Antonio, and that's why he sided with Stan Kroenke and the whole relocation business to begin with.
Why would Dean Spanos be interested in moving to St. Louis if he's got options of bigger cities?
Well, the London thing presents its own challenges. First of all, it's a logistical nightmare, trying to figure out how to get everybody to play over there week in, week out. Second of all, your free agent attractions are going to be difficult because of the high tax rate in London. There's just a lot of hurdles to work out with that. People not wanting to move away from their family, move to another country, be in another place all year, those kinds of things. And so having a larger market, depending on where that market is, isn't always the best course of action. San Antonio having to split the state of Texas with, you know, the already established Texans and Jerry being so adamantly against having another team in his backyard presents its own problems. St. Louis, it really depends. You got a lot of fans that are football hungry there. You got a lot of people that are understandably jaded by the way Stan and the Rams left. And, you know, of course, there's still a lawsuit there. So each location presents its own problems, on the surface. But St. Louis has been successful as a football town before, despite the way Stan left and what he claimed when he was leaving.
It would seem like the easiest thing to do would just be to move him back to San Diego. Is there no logical way to get that done for the NFL if they were to help pay for the stadium?
A new one? Short of a publicly financed stadium, I don't see that happening. There's a lot of ill will from both sides there. Not that there's not ill will from St. Louis and the Rams leaving, but that they're pretty dug in on that San Diego thing. And I as much as I think San Diego fans would like to see that back, I feel like at this point that's the least likely of the scenarios.
Really? I would think that's where their fans are. I'm not sure they could guarantee having much of a fan base in St. Louis either if they moved here. Maybe they would, but you'd know for sure that the fans in San Diego would probably support them again. Am I wrong on that?
I think, with ownership, I think the San Diego fans may not, they would be welcoming without the current ownership. I think there's a lot of ill will against the Spanos in San Diego, and those business partnerships may be too fractured to kind of reclaim that.
Benjamin Albright, our guest right now here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com. Benjamin, I know that you have developed sources over the course of your time in broadcasting, and that is where you have been really, you were from the beginning on the Rams moving to LA thing, you were always just kind of really calm about it when people would challenge you, like, yeah, that's great, St. Louis can do whatever, but the Rams are moving to Los Angeles. And of course, that proved to be the case. I am speaking with people both in St. Louis and also in Southern California, and one of the core issues on this whole idea of the possibility of the Chargers moving, whether it be to St. Louis, whether it be to London or elsewhere, would be the possibility of Dean Spanos selling the team, because some people tie into what's going on the lawsuit that you just made reference to earlier, and that that could be some way of making it up to St. Louis and making the lawsuit go away. And while that might be a wonderful theory, the reality is the NFL does not own the Chargers, and somehow Dean Spanos would have to sell the Chargers to somebody who would move them to St. Louis. Is there any validity to those two things being related, the lawsuit and the Chargers?
Yes, to a degree. The whole conspiracy that there's a quid pro quo to completely drop it would not be accurate, as stated. But there is a thought that the situation could maybe be resolved amicably if, from the St. Louis side of the house, the lawsuit was dropped and then a team was put out there. So, a quid pro quo being a hot buzzword in the news these days is not exactly how I'd put it, but there is kind of a general thought to that, if that makes a little sense.
Benjamin, the overlying situation that's been here in St. Louis for a while is a stadium. Any insight into how that could come about?
Well, that would be, I think, the biggest hurdle to overcome. The NFL is going to want a publicly financed stadium. Obviously, St. Louis is going to be very hesitant to maybe not at all on that. And I think that's the major hurdle. That's why I was, when I saw some stuff a couple of weeks ago about being offered a team, it's that, that's not correct. And there are definitely hurdles to making this thing, a reality, should it come to that. I think it would take St. Louis and the NFL coming to an understanding, maybe some type of 50-50 split on stadium financing. But I highly doubt, without the city's assistance on financing a new stadium, that in the end it would come to pass.
Benjamin, with regard to the possibility of the Chargers relocating, in your understanding, in your reporting, is it a case of Dean Spanos would have to sell, whether they move to London, San Antonio, or St. Louis, or would Dean Spanos remain the owner of the Spanos family, no matter where they would move?
I would suggest that they would retain control unless they suddenly wanted to. Part of the problem here, and part of the problem with the Chargers moving in the first place, is the Spanoses are relatively cash poor. And I know that sounds laughable talking about an NFL owner and a multi-billion-dollar franchise, but relative to the other ownership, the Spanoses are cash poor, and they have had some problems with being able to raise money for stadiums, being able to have guaranteed cash on hand for large bonuses for players, things like that. So, it presents a problem. I think the NFL would like to see the Spanos sell, but they currently own it, and they certainly can't force them to at this point.
You talked about London, or London is in the mix, and Vinny did the article. Do you sense that would be a case in point where maybe someone or an entity would purchase the team from Spanos, and that would be really the only way it could happen in London? Or do you think Spanos could do it?
I think he could do it. I think that, and we have to kind of speak in generalities here, because there's a little bit going on behind there that I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on and burn somebody publicly here. But I think the league would prefer that Spanos sold. But, like I said, they can't force him to. Now, with London, there's the additional hurdle, because Shad Khan kind of sort of has a first right of refusal amongst the other owners with, first strike to getting into London. So there's that additional piece of that puzzle as well. He would have to kind of get the Jaguars behind that and get their okay and their blessing. I think Spanos could move to London himself. I think the Spanos family could move the team to London and still be the owners. I think the NFL would prefer the Spanoses to sell, but again, can't force them to.
How bad do you sense in the next 10 to 20 years they want a team in London? The league.
The league, from an expansion premise, very, very high. You know, that's why they play all these games there. They're even expanding their slate of games to play in London over the next couple of years. I think they would very, very much like it. It's just that it presents that logistical hurdle. You're talking about being several time zones away for broadcasting. You're talking about the tax stuff they're going to have to work out. You're going to have to sell players on the idea of moving out of the country and into a significantly higher taxable environment.
Sure.
It presents its challenges, but the league really wants to expand internationally because they understand that growth here domestically is pretty tapped out.
Benjamin, you mentioned, of course, St. Louis, London, and San Antonio as the possibilities. I suppose L.A. is still in play. If you were to rank, from your understanding and your sourced reporting, for where the Chargers will be, let's say in 10 years, of those cities, how would you rank the probability of where they would be?
Well, that's a good question. I would suggest that you put it in two tiers, and I would say that St. Louis and L.A. would be in the top tier, London would be in the next tier, and San Antonio would be in the absolute bottom tier.
Huh.
When do you think something might break on this? They might make a decision on anything. Not this coming off season, I'm guessing.
Probably not, and I would keep an eye on the lawsuit. St. Louis is kind of, you know, to be honest, the league's a little taken aback as St. Louis continues to stack up little wins in their lawsuit on, you know, on things, and they didn't obviously get the arbitration that Stan wanted. So it's a situation that bears keeping an eye on. I think if that lawsuit really pivots towards having league owners have to give up cell phone records and everything else, they're really, really going to push to try to get some kind of settlement, and that would be, I don't know, I don't want to use the word bribe, but that's kind of the prize there.
Yeah, that's to me is the element of this that people are kind of putting two and two together is, okay, well, you have the Chargers situation, and then you have this lawsuit in which Kroenke tried to get it appealed in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court declined to hear it, and so now I don't know if there's any roadblocks at this particular moment, and Benjamin, maybe you have better insight than I do on it, from the process of attorneys being able to proceed with discovery, and that discovery is a substantial issue for not just Stan Kroenke, but for the league with regard to antitrust issues. So that is a substantial thing, and I'm glad that you keep bringing that up because I feel like it's related.
It is, and that's the thing. I mean, you have to, this is the other part of it. It's not that they wouldn't consider St. Louis outside of this, but it's that it accelerates it to the forefront when you have a situation where you have a disgruntled city, and rightfully so, because Stan Kroenke was dishonest about his intent. He was always moving the Rams to L.A. And then you've got Spanos, who was burned by Kroenke because the original plan was that he and Stan were going to buy that land in Inglewood, and Stan snaked him and bought it behind his back. So there's a lot of hard feelings going on here. There's a lot of ill will, and the situation as it is currently is untenable.
The Chargers don't have any choice but to move in with Kroenke, do they? I mean, could they not use the Coliseum once Kroenke's new stadium is done and try to start over with a different stadium in L.A.?
Well, they've signed that lease. I mean, granted, there are mechanisms to get them out of it, and Stan would gladly do so to get them out of the city. I don't think that he would break the lease to allow them to stay in the city.
Okay. So we don't know what to make of this in St. Louis. I think the overwhelming majority of people think it'll never happen, but it sounds like you're singing a slightly different tune anyway, like there really is a chance.
I would suggest that the best way to term it at this point is that it is a definite possibility, but to go into reporting on it being a probability would be premature.
Yeah. But you were a fan of what Vinny Bonsignore wrote on The Athletic last night, and that was detailed with how anxious league ownership is getting with regard to the situation with the Chargers in Los Angeles, and then how they may be supportive of allowing the franchise to move to London. That matched up with your understanding of what's going on?
That is correct. And Vinny, Vinny, myself, Fred Rogers, a couple other people, when all of this original relocation stuff came out, between the three or four of us, really kind of boxed that story in. Vinny's got some good sourcing over there with the Chargers and with the Rams, and I would suggest that if he says something, you should probably pay attention to it.
There it is. Benjamin Albright with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, giving us his perspective on his report last night that the league is talking about the possibility of the Chargers Rodgers moving to London, and also the possibility of the Chargers moving to St. Louis. And just to reestablish something here, Benjamin, because I think it's you know, one of the many issues with this, but the perspective on the stadium in St. Louis, I can't imagine there being taxpayer funding. If there is no taxpayer funding for a stadium in St. Louis, do you consider it dead on arrival? Or would it be possible that they
I would
privately
suggest
fund it?
Your other option there would be to get a business coalition together and see if you could get the businesses to work out a deal, privately funded in that regard. But if you're asking the NFL to front the entirety for the stadium, at this point, I doubt that happens. Depending on, you know, how Discovery were to go, and if that takes a severe left turn for the league, then you could probably get those guys off some money to get it done. But at this point, I would suggest without at least a partnership and public assisting, I would say that that's probably not going to happen.
You talk about Discovery and that possibly taking a left turn. In your understanding, is whether it be Kroenke or the league, are they more concerned about it being embarrassing that this was, as you made reference to, a farce in the sense that it was always going to be the Rams moving to L.A., or they concerned about the antitrust element of it?
Both of those, as well as specifically with the stand and the always moving it portion, but both of those, as well as business practice secrets that they don't want out there for other leagues to get. You don't want the NBA, NHL, MLB to get in on certain business aspects and business practices. You certainly don't want the XFL and its fledgling beginning here to get in on some of that as well and see the way that the NFL does things behind the scenes.
And finally, because I saw some people asking Vinny about this last night after he posted his story on The Athletic, that is this kind of a redirect in that the NFL is now using London like they used to use L.A. to leverage other cities. And Shad Khan expressing, and I don't know if you saw that interview with him a couple days ago on the Jaguars site, in which they're having issues selling out 8 home games in Jacksonville, and people are reading between the lines that he may be interested. He made reference to that he has right of first refusal on London. If this could be a way to try and get that going and benefiting Shad Khan and his situation in Jacksonville, any thoughts on that?
Well, I would say there's truth to all of that. You know, the NFL is always going to use whatever leverage it has, even if they ultimately plan on accomplishing that goal. They used LA for years, and they did plan on accomplishing that goal, and then did it. So they got their leverage out of it and turned it into getting the franchise there like they wanted. So, you know, again, the NFL understands that domestically growth is probably tapped. They can't get into Canada for whatever reason because they love the CFL up there and they're really just not interested. And getting Mexico involved seems like a dicey proposition. So they understand that domestic growth is probably tapped, and in order to expand or continue to expand, they're going to have to develop an international market, and London seems the most logical for that.
There it is. Benjamin Albright, you can follow him at Albright, A-L-L-B-R-I-G-H-T N-F-L on Twitter. He has been a guest of ours before, talking about the Chargers, talked about 10 months ago, and here we are again here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Benjamin, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Anytime.